Hey, this is Savannah, and welcome to my podcast. Today, I'm going to be talking about a pretty sensitive topic, mental health. It's a big topic in today's society. So many kids struggle with things like depression, anxiety, and other mental disorders. There are a lot of reasons why kids become depressed and struggle with mental health problems, but today, I'm going to be talking about how bullying causes these issues. Kids are bullied for so many different reasons, like their race, ethnicity, where they come from, and so much more. Another big reason kids are bullied is because of their sexuality. LGBT stands for lesbian, gay, bisexual, and transgender. Although when this community comes together, they are extremely supportive of each other, people who aren't a part of this community are not as accepting and can be pretty harsh to those who are. Studies show that LGBT kids are at a much higher rate to be depressed than those who are straight. Many of these kids are depressed due to being bullied because of their sexual orientation. I'm here with my good friend Sarah to talk about some of these issues that she's also faced. Hi Sarah, how are you today?
I'm great, how are you?
I'm good. So, you're a part of the LGBT community, correct?
Yes, I am.
How long have you publicly been open about your sexuality?
To my friends, about a year or two, but to my family, I came out about a year ago.
Gotcha. And in that short time, have you ever been bullied because of your sexual orientation?
Yeah, several times it's come up. People have made, like, inappropriate comments to me about it, and, like, they're just every now and then very rude, and I try to ignore it as best I can, and it's really hard to sometimes, especially when I first came out, but it's not horrible.
I got you. Has bullying affected your mental health in any type of way?
Yeah, I would say it has had a pretty big impact, actually. I mean, I can imagine that bullying is easy for anyone, and some people might take it better than others. And I think I've gotten better at handling it over the years, but my mental health has definitely been affected by it.
I got you. Well, thank you for being a part of this podcast and answering these questions for me.
You're welcome.
So, as we can see, bullying is a very common issue, and this is just one example of how bullying has affected someone's life drastically. Although it might affect everyone differently, it is still a huge problem in today's society and should not be taken lightly. When things like bullying are not taken as serious as it is, it can result in suicide. Whether bullying is verbal, physical, online, or whatever, it inflicts a lot of pain on someone, sometimes too much pain for that person to handle. Suicide is the second leading cause of death for adolescents, with over 3,000 suicides being attempted daily by this age group. This number is pretty horrifying, and there's no reason it should be this high. With this being said, there needs to be some type of policy implemented into all schools to either take bullying more serious or educate students more about the impacts of bullying and offer more help to those who are depressed or suicidal. This is definitely a hard topic to talk about, but there needs to be more attention brought to it in order to fix something. So that's all I have for today. Thanks for tuning in.